And then on Thursday, tomorrow, you can bring a chair or a blanket and head to UNC campus for Chapel Hill's annual Movies Under the Stars series, now in a brand new location at McCorkle Place. This week's movie is Frozen, beginning at 8 p.m., but come a little early. They'll have fun pre-show activities beginning at 7:30. And that brings us to Talking Books with Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library and the Town of Chapel Hill's Community Arts and Culture Office, and is partly responsible for putting together the Movies Under the Stars series, which again kicks off tomorrow night at McCorkle Place with Frozen. Susan, thanks for being with us today. How are you?
I'm fantastic, good. As always. How
awesome.
Are you, my
I'm
friend?
I'm awesome.
Good, good. I brought along a friend as well.
I see that.
Who's in the studio with us, Aaron?
It's Matt Gladick from the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. Matt, how's it going?
It's wonderful to be here.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, Movies Under the Stars, now in a new location, McCorkle Place, which is super cool. And we talked about this last week, right? That the new location is going to be terrific. So, tell us about the series. What's it going to entail?
So, to have some thread of connection to the library, because I don't want to do a total arts and culture takeover.
No, of course not.
We show movies all summer at the library indoors as well. There's lots and lots of folks bringing free movie entertainment to the children of Chapel Hill and the families. But Movies Under the Stars is, I'm not really sure how long we've been doing it, but it's a longstanding partnership between the town and the downtown partnership. And the idea is to bring folks together outdoors, downtown, in the summer for a couple few family movies. In the past, it has been on the Wallace Deck, mm-hmm. which is fun, but it's real hot up there.
Yes.
If you've ever been, it gets pretty dang hot up there. So we started talking about possible or interests and ideas for this season, and I think Matt had the idea of trying out McCorkle Place.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Totally take credit for it, even if it wasn't you. I wasn't in the room. I don't know for sure. So
there's very little green space near downtown, so it was an easy one to pick. But we have big thanks to the university for being game to help us, and the Carolina Union Activities Board has stepped up to be our sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really, really excited to have some forest bathing going with the movie.
Some forest bathing with the movie.
Wait,
yes.
What's forest bathing?
Oh, it's a Japanese idea,
yeah,
of spending time really soaking in the outside as a way to kind of mentally.
I've never heard of this
yourself.
Before. Oh, I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
Super cool.
It was big on Twitter a couple years ago. Yeah, Google it.
Well, I'm a Facebooker. I'm not on Twitter.
I see.
Yeah. not believe the hashtags that are trending on Facebook these days.
Yeah, so we're doing three movies this year, and it kicks off tomorrow. So mm-hmm. once we found the place, and so this is on McCorkle Place, I'm directionally challenged. So rather than like east and west, I say left and right. So if you're looking at the Moorhead Planetarium, it's to the right.
It's to the right.
And there's a lawn over there that's like the same size or maybe even a bit bigger as the Wallace Deck space. Mm-hmm. So our backs will be to the steps, and then there'll be a big screen, and then the trees and the shade and the stars and the moon and all of that.
Yeah.
So that's where it is. So once we figured out the place, we started talking about what films to show.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought about the Community Arts and Culture just created a new mission and value statement.
Mm-hmm.
And our values are, let me see if I can get them right, experience, inclusion, and understanding.
Okay.
Those are the values, how we conduct our business and think about things. So those kind of guided us. So we wanted things to be fun and somehow mm-hmm. interactive and experiential. So that's how we landed on these three movies.
So what are the other two movies?
So we've got School of Rock is the next
movie. Okay.
And then to pat Susan on the back, Susan had the great idea of showing Coco in Spanish.
Mm. Yeah, love
which
that.
Which is a really great way to recognize how the multicultural society that we're in.
Yeah. And yeah. I love how all three of the movies are, like, they're kid-friendly, but they're family-friendly as well. Like, these are movies that everyone is going to be able to enjoy from, like, 6 up to 106. And the town's Movies Under the Stars series, like, y'all really do a great job picking out the movies. And, like, in years past, it's been like that, too. It's terrific.
Yeah, and apparently the secret sauce to movies anywhere in this town, and perhaps anywhere, is show Space Jam. So we talked about Space Jam, and I think we showed Space Jam like every year, and people are just like, no matter what, people will come out for Space Jam. So sorry, we're not showing Space Jam.
It took us 5 minutes to make it about Michael Jordan. It's a record high, I think, around here.
But I like what you said about the movies, and also by partnering with the Carolina Union Activities Board, we hope that some students that are on campus for the summer come and hang out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also interactive, too, right?
Exactly.
Like, all of these are going to be interactive in some way, shape, or form.
So, cards on the table, full transparency. We really wanted to show the sing-along version of Frozen.
Right.
Which has the words on the screen and the bouncing ball.
With the bouncing ball, yep.
Turns out that's blacked out. What's the word?
There's a blackout on it from Disney.
Blacklisted is a very different thing.
Yeah.
Like, someone accused it of communism, and now it's... I'm sure there's someone on Facebook who's doing that even now. But
so we're going to show the regular Frozen.
Okay.
But we are going to encourage audience singing. It is welcome. And so we were in a planning meeting today, and I said, should we have some lyric sheets? And everybody's like, everybody knows all the words.
You should still have lyric sheets,
I don't think.
So
here's the thing. I've never seen Frozen.
What? I've actually only seen it once. I've only seen it once. So
this is a major conversation that Susan and I had.
Yeah.
I don't think Susan understood quite the the groundbreaking feminist work for a Disney movie.
Yes.
Everything in context. That Frozen is.
Yeah.
I wanted to point this out.
Preach it, Matt.
The movie clearly passes the Bechdel test in terms of female characters speaking to each other, not about a man. Two super capable women.
Yes.
The worst character in it is a loathsome, two-faced, ambitious prince.
Right.
And
spoiler alert, but you know. Susan hasn't seen it. You can't reveal too many details.
And then, of course, the most important piece is the act of true love is not true love's kiss.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a key point. Is a father of a young daughter and a young son. It's really important to me that representation and how these things are characterized matters.
Yeah. It's such a huge moment at the end. And it does that without, like, pushing true, or I guess it does literally push true love aside for a second, but like without rejecting that whole thing, like it's bringing it all together. It's a really, really cool ending.
But it's not true love at first sight, which is also
exactly
very important.
Yeah, very important.
So I just, not having seen the movie, I just want to push back on one thing, because I did.
Okay.
We went to one movie last year, some kids movie, and they had like a Frozen short film that was
making
the rounds.
Oh, well, that was Coco. That was.
Was it Coco? Yes.
Coco, I think, was the one where they ran the like 20-minute Disney Frozen short that everyone hated. Yeah.
So I'm just going to push back on the statement that the worst character is the two-faced prince. Because for me, in that short film, the worst character is that snowman creature.
Oh, well, so snowman creature,
Olaf.
I don't think
Matt
I ever saw...
Matt takes this movie very seriously. I just got to look.
I think I've seen it 3 times this past month. I have a 2.5-year-old. So.
I don't think I ever saw the short that you're talking about, which is Olaf's Frozen Adventure.
Yes. It was rough.
As far as I know from people who have seen it, it's not great, and Olaf is kind of annoying. And kind of might be an understatement, but that's not the case in the movie. The movie is different. The movie is better.
Okay. I will reserve judgment.
Yeah. But I don't actually know the lyrics either. I know like the basics. Like, do you want to build a snowman? It doesn't have to be a snowman. Let it go, blah, blah, blah. The cold doesn't bother me anyway. And I think I've got it covered.
So maybe we'll have some lyric sheets.
The heat and the cold are both so intense. Put them together. It just makes sense. And I think I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, focus, people. So tomorrow night, Frozen. Before that movie, so singing is encouraged. And before that movie, we're going to have Ben and Jerry's from downtown Chapel Hill selling ice cream on site. So that kind of the Frozen treats pairs with the movie.
Of course.
On Thursday, July 18th, we will show School of Rock. And before that one, we will have the Chapel Hill School of Rock playing a pre-show gig, which is pretty cool. And then, as Matt said, on Thursday, August 8th, we're showing Coco in Spanish with English subtitles, to invite native Spanish speakers, but also to kind of flip the script and so folks can feel how it feels to experience a movie and be forced to read the subtitles that are in your own language. And before that movie, we're like 99.9% sure we're going to have a mariachi band play before the movie. So those are some fun experiences that we paired with each film.
Can we have lyric sheets in Spanish for people to sing along to the Spanish songs in Coco?
I can make that happen.
Yeah, maybe. That might be fun.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, so all of the information on this is available on the town's website, right? Townofchapelhill.org?
Yes, and on social media, on the Facebook pages, parking. So there will be parking, I guess the Wallace Deck, anywhere downtown. We're not sure that we can use the planetarium lot.
Okay.
But anywhere downtown. The other cool thing that we're doing this year, so we have a kind of smallish screen that we've used in the past on the deck. But this year we're going big, and there's a company in Durham that brings like giant inflatable screens. So they're going to come and put up this big screen. So we think and they're bringing the popcorn, and we will provide the water, and Ben and Jerry's will sell the ice cream.
Love it. And as far as parking goes, they haven't changed the rules on campus yet, right? So you can still park in the UNC lots after 5 o'clock.
July 1
is the change. Okay, so for tomorrow night you can do that.
Yeah.
There's close parking there. I can give away that secret now because they're changing the rules in July anyway. So
the Wallace Deck is 2 blocks away.
Yeah, it's also true. Away. Yeah, yeah. But there's options either way. So speaking with Susan Brown and Matt Gladick, and again we're talking about Movies Under the Stars. So let's talk books based on Movies Under the Stars. What are we recommending this week?
So our prompt was Frozen, right?
Our prompt was Frozen.
Who wants
yeah.
to go first?
All right.
Take it away,
go
Matt.
For it.
Again, as the father of 2 young kids and a 2.5-year-old girl, I would like to recommend Hilda and the Troll Rock, or Hilda and the Troll, which is a graphic novel that is now also a Netflix series, and it follows a Scandinavian girl of indeterminate national origin with a British accent who makes friends with magical creatures, and it draws from all this really wonderful Scandinavian mythology. So again, another feminist, strong female lead and a single mom, and they're just really complex, fantastic characters.
Awesome.
I love it.
Cool. You're next.
Sure. So my head first went to Scandinavian crime fiction. pretty dark stuff, but Scandinavian. And then I thought I need some strong female characters and/or a snowman who gets murdered. I mean, no, sorry. So I want to recommend
Olaf will never die. He lives on in our hearts forever.
That's right. I wanted to so many people know Scandinavian crime fiction, aka Nordic noir. So they know Henning Mankell and the guy that wrote The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, and they know all of these other folks. There are so many women writing great Scandinavian crime fiction. So rather than recommend a book, I just want to throw out a couple of authors.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to massacre their names. I'll start with an easy one. Karen Fossum is a great, great writer. And most of these have many, many books. The first one that I would read is Don't Look Back. Mm-hmm. That one might be a standalone, but it's really, really good. And then Karen Alvetkin, she's also great. Hers are more like psychological thrillers. I would recommend her book Missing. And then the last one that I want to recommend for female Scandinavian crime fiction authors is an author named Camilla Läckberg, and she's kind of the queen of these writers. And the book that I want to recommend for her, which I think is perfect for this, because, I don't know, Frozen's about princesses, right?
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
got a book called The Ice Princess, which is a really, really great entry into her
yeah.
work. So some
and very similar to Frozen as far as that goes, I think. At least in terms of the title, right?
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're princesses, right? Are
yes.
they?
Yeah, they're
and
princesses.
And they live in an icy world?
They eventually, yeah.
You'll have to watch that.
Okay. So I'm just going to say Frozen might become the new Harry Potter because...
We're already there as far as that goes.
Done?
I think
okay.
more people have seen Frozen than read Harry Potter at this point.
Okay.
That might be an exaggeration. I don't know. So I'm gonna bounce off of Matt's idea. So you were talking about a graphic novel with great female characters. I'm going to recommend... this is by a bunch of authors. Shannon Waters, Grace Ellis, Brooklyn Allen, and Noelle Stevenson. It's a series called Lumberjanes.
Oh, yes.
Which is awesome. Awesome. It's about just a group of like really awesome girls at a summer camp, but they're like encountering supernatural characters and fighting them, and all of the characters are just super terrific and really, really engaging book. And I think it started as a one-shot, and then it was so popular that they expanded it out into a whole series, and it's definitely worth reading, especially if you've got a daughter or a girl in your life and you want to introduce her to something that's really awesome. But even if not, it's great for everyone.
It's great, and that was actually a Jeopardy clue or answer
last night.
I'm from a nerdy family. We are home at 7, and we watch Jeopardy.
Nice.
And that was the answer, and I was screaming at the TV, and none of the kids got it. It was the teen tournament.
Oh, no.
So anyways, back to Matt. Do you have another one to recommend, Matt?
So flipping the script a little bit and going away from the snow, Who Fears Death by Nnedi Okorafor.
Ooh.
Which is a really fantastic Afrofuturist woman author, strong female character, going to be turned into an HBO miniseries, and is just really, it's a story about a woman in a kind of magical world who
Nice.
Decides or learns that she has powers and has been shut out of learning about those powers by a patriarchal system, and then she ends up saving the world, basically, to
Love
not
it.
Overstate it. Fantastic book.
It's a really good book.
Cool.
Okay, I have All one right. more. Do we I've have
got,
time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've got one more, you've got one more, okay. and then we're
and
good.
And because you guys went with graphic novels, I'm going to jump on
All
that
right.
train.
That's
and I'm
going to
recommend, so when I read graphic novels, I don't really read the men in capes and tights flying kind of a thing,
mm-hmm.
superheroes. Guess what? I read dark and twisted crime fiction,
of course,
graphic
yeah.
novels. So I want to recommend a book called Whiteout, and it's by an author named Greg Rucka, who also writes regular novels and graphic novels. So Whiteout has a strong female character. Her name is Carrie, and she's a U.S. Marshal, but she's stationed at a research station in Antarctica. And while she's there, and she's kind of this jaded, you know, police officer with this past, and she's gone there to escape everything else, there's a murder. But the thing about it is, there's only like 10 people in the whole place, so she's got this limited
right.
Cast of characters, so then she has to figure out who's murdered. So it's a graphic novel in this snowy place, so it's a really interesting challenge to think about that, because everything's white. But it's a really, really good book, and there's about 4 or 5 more in the series. That's the first one, though.
And then my last recommendation, I actually jumped off of Movies Under the Stars as the prompt for this one. So if you love Frozen, if you love School of Rock, if you love Coco, you love all the movies that they're showing and you want to see more, Stephen J. Schneider's book, 1001 Movies You Must See Before You Die, gives you a list of 998 other movies that you should check out, and it's a great great resource to have. So that's it. Anything else that people need to know about Movies Under the Stars?
It's not gonna rain tomorrow night.
Okay.
And we will confirm that by noon tomorrow. We've gotten a couple of questions about that. So don't worry about it. Watch the Facebook and the Twitter. We think it's gonna be fine. If it's not, we'll say otherwise. Come on out, bring your own chairs.
Mm-hmm.
We think it's gonna be fun.
Blankets work on grass.
Blankets
too.
Work.
That's right, yeah.
Sounds good. 8 p.m. tomorrow night is when the movie starts. Pre-show activities beginning at 7:30, including ice cream from Ben and Jerry's. The movie is Frozen. The series is Movies Under the Stars. And that is Talking Books for today. Susan Brown, Matt Gladick, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Aaron.
You.